Welcome, beginner brawlers, to the 23rd episode. I'm Jordan.
And I'm Trey.
And today we are going to be telling you guys the names that we've narrowed it down to for new podcast names. I've narrowed it down to about 5 or 10. So that'll be good. And also we're going to do a championship guide for the championship challenge that came out. So yeah, these are like the hardest challenges. So it's going to be really hard because the professional players have to win it to get into the the tournament to get money. So it's like one of the hardest ones, but you should do pretty good if you follow these steps. So first let's start with the names, and then we will get into the best brawlers for each map. Okay, so for the names, I narrowed it down to like about 10, a little more than 10, but these are the best ones that I could find. So Lightning Brawl, Challenger Brawl, Top Brawl, Forever Brawl, Brawl Brigade, Bombastic Brawl, Brawl Balance, Bonsai Brawl, Brawlocity, Brawl On, Brawlify, and Brawl Stars Forever. So the ones I like most of those is probably, I like Bonsai Brawl, that one's kind of cool, because it's like a surf spot in Hawaii, and it's like super dangerous there, but yeah. I like Brawlify, I like Brawl Stars Forever, a listener actually gave us that one, and we'll go over the replies in a minute. And then I also like Challenger Brawl, I like Forever Brawl, I like Brawl Balance, so there's a few good ones in this list, so comment if you like any of them, and if you have an idea. Some of you guys have some pretty good ideas that are definitely contenders. So enough about the names, let's get into the challenge championship guide right now. Okay, so the first map is Out in the Open. So this is like Knockout, I'm pretty sure. Since Knockout is in the competitive like rotation, they have this in the championship challenge. So the comp I recommend is Bonnie, First Gadget, and First Star Power, and Damage and Speed. You can't really go without a Bonnie because she's probably top 3 brawlers right now. She's so good. And then I would also go with a Jean, First Gadget, and First Star Power. And then probably also like a Brock, second gadget and first star power, shield and speed also. So the reason why you want a Brock is because you can break open that main wall right by your spawn, so you can have better positioning to start with. And then you can sort of choke them if they don't have a wall breaker. You can sort of like shred through them if they don't have a wall breaker. So I really recommend a good wall breaker. A Colt would also probably work. But I think Brock is one of the most trustworthy wall breakers. But it's just the first one, so it doesn't really matter that much about the comps. But this is probably the best one. And then, if you're free to play, this is the comp I recommend. Carl, second gadget, and second star power. And then, damage and speed. By the way, Carl is, like, broken. He go into showdown, into, like, high-level showdown, and he's gonna be all over it. He's, like, such a popular brawler right now. I have Surfer Carl and Leonard Carl, so I'm probably going to push him in Showdown later. But, yeah, such a fun brawler. Good, go push him. But, yeah. Second brawler, Bo, First Gadget, Second Star Power, and then Shield and Speed. So, Bo is good with his wall break, but he doesn't really have a good wall break. I don't even know why I said that. He can't really even break balls at all. But yeah. And then the other brawler I recommend for if you're free to play is Penny, First Gadget, and then Second Star Power. And then Shield and Damage. Penny's really good right now, so recommend her for sure. And then, yeah. Each time a player goes to a different lane, like each player goes to a different lane. So, like the left and mid and right lane. So you can't win without, if you're flooding the mid lane, they're just going to shred through you. You gotta pick a lane and then face off 1v1s against that brawler that's in your lane. So that way you can pinch enemies, and pinching is the most important thing about these challenges. So if you can pinch, it's going to overwhelm the enemy, and then you're going to have, and then they're going to be very frantic, and they're probably going to fall back, and you're going to win. So another thing I would like to say about knockout is, if you're going to win, don't waste your gadgets or supers. Like, let's say it's a 3v2, you could probably win with just main attacks. So, or if it's a 3v1, I would not recommend wasting your gadgets and supers, because they're just going to have less if it gets closer end game. But yeah, you guys probably know that. But what do you have to say? Any tips, Trey?
I don't know any tips, really, because I haven't played it yet. I don't, like I said, I don't do challenges.
Yeah, I'm going to do the challenge later today.
Yeah,
if you guys want to team up with me, we can do the championship challenge.
But yeah, like you said, wall breakers would be good if there's a lot of walls. So just find a bunch of wall breakers that you have that are good.
Brock's really reliable.
Yeah.
What's a super and gadget?
Yeah, it's good.
Make sure you use the right gadgets and star powers also. But yeah, so that's it for the knockout. Now, the next one's Minecart Madness. This is probably my least favorite map in the entire game. I don't like this map whatsoever. So, it's called Minecart Madness. You get run over with minecarts and basically die every single time you have a countdown. If there's a Gene, Gene is broken in this map, by the way. I would recommend Gene, because you can yank him right into the minecart, and the minecart is unbreakable. There should be, like, an option to be able to break the, like, the minecart. And you could also cheese in this. You could pick, like, a Gale and trap him inside and use your super to knock him back into the minecart. Gale's super toxic on this map. As well as, like, Gene. They'd have a lot of knockback and pull, and you can, like, pull enemies in. Gene can make or break gem grab, so I would always recommend a Gene for gem grab. It doesn't really matter the map. Sometimes it does, but not always. But the comp I recommend is Carl's second gadget and second star power and damage and speed. And then Pam, second gadget, second star power, speed and damage. And Bonnie, first gadget and first star power, speed and damage. So you're going to see Bonnie on basically all of these. Bonnie is so good right now. She can just, her mechanics are just so broken. And you can just defeat enemies so easily. Always I recommend a Bonnie. If in doubt, play Bonnie. Let's just put it that way. I've been playing Bonnie so much lately. She's such a fun brawler. I'm gonna get a power 9 pretty soon. Yeah. And then the free to play, I would recommend Carl, Bo, and Penny. It's basically the best free to play comp. If you guys don't have a ton of brawlers, but I know some people are free to play and they don't have, I mean, and they do have some good brawlers, like Bonnie and stuff, and legendaries also. Yeah. So, Carl is really, really good on this map with his gadget and super. He just adds so much maneuverability, and he has a really good buff. Well, he got a really good buff, so now he's broken, basically. And another tip I have is to always have the mid lane brawler collect the gems, so you don't have, like, the gems spread evenly, because if you're on countdown and one of your teammates dies and they collect the gems, you're back to like 6 gems and you have to keep collecting. And then always have the mid lane brawler collect the gems. You guys know this. I don't even have to say it. But yeah, you can go Bonnie and Carl basically anywhere because they're just broken right now. It's probably top 5 brawlers. They're definitely S tier. But yeah, stay behind the walls to avoid getting pinched, because like, these walls are pretty big and thick on this map, so there's not really good angles for your enemies to pinch you. So yeah, if you're low, stay behind one of the walls, and they can't do anything about it unless they're throwers. But throwers aren't really good on this map, or in gem grab, so, yeah. Always hide behind the walls if you're getting pinched. And then, another thing that's kind of a no-brainer, I don't have to say it, don't run into the minecarts, they will kill you. But another tip I have is if you're in your spawn, and the minecart is going by you, don't worry about it because you have an immune shield and you can just walk right through it. So don't worry about that. If you don't hesitate and there's a minecart, you can walk right through it because you have an immune shield. So I figured that out. It doesn't matter if you just respawn and the minecart's right there. So definitely a life hack. Make sure to do that if you just respawn. But yeah, if a teammate dies, try to hold your ground. And try not to fall back too much because then they're going to start collecting gems. So, another brawler I would highly recommend is Piper because she's a good gem carrier with her super. And her auto-aim gadget can keep enemies low, at low health. So, Piper always a really good brawler. She's very map-dependent, though. But I would recommend her surprise star power or whatever that one is when she's like in a bush, and then her auto aim gadget. I'm not sure what either of them are called, but yeah. So Piper always good, and then yeah, that's gonna be it for the gem grab map and tips. So the next one is gonna be called Open Zone. It's a hot zone map, also one of my least favorite maps. I am not very fond of this map, but yeah, because it's just so open, like the name implies. Yeah. So I would recommend a Squeak, second gadget, second star power, Pam, oh yeah, and speed and damage. All basically speed and damage is really good, and shield and damage are really good. So yeah, Squeak, second gadget, second star power, speed and damage, Pam's second gadget, second star power, and then shield and damage, because she doesn't really need the speed, because she just benefits so much from that shield. And there's also a lot, it's a very bushy map, so speed helps you when you're trying to sneak up on a brawler or on an enemy. And Crow is also good in this map because with the second gadget and first star power, I'd recommend speed and damage just because Crow is just really good with that gadget. He would not be A tier without the gadget. He depends so much on that gadget. Yeah, for free to play, I recommend Penny, Bone, Carl. So, yeah, just if you like just started and you're free to play. But yeah, I would put the Squeak gadget in the hot zone, cuz then if they get in the hot zone and you have like three of your teammates, well, you and two other teammates going up on them, there's nothing they can do. They can't dodge at all. They're dead in like 2 seconds. So, also, use your Crow gadgets very wisely, cuz then they're going to be slowed so much. The Squeak gadget is too good in the hot zone. It's just broken. And yeah, I would always put Pam in the hot zone with the super, because she's gonna be really hard to kill. And Squeak super can also slow down enemies, so there's like 3 or 4 ways you can slow down enemies with this comp. So yeah, I would place the Pam super behind the wall by the hot zone. So if you can see, like, on that map there's like a wall by the hot zone. So I would put the Pam super right by it, so it's harder for him to take it out. And I would put Squeak gadget and choke points also, so that they can't get into position very well. And then yeah, like I said, his gadget's too good and it needs a nerf. They didn't nerf it and it needs a nerf, and there's probably 5 or 6 other gadgets I can name off the top of my head that need a nerf, but they didn't do it. I'm still kind of triggered about those balance changes, those trash set of balance changes. Yeah. So yeah, make sure to team up with people you know, and get on a voice chat. So and also don't do it with randoms, because they're just gonna ruin your day and you're not gonna be able to make it past like 5 or 6 wins if you're a very skilled player. But yeah, I'm probably gonna do it with some people. If you want, I can do it with some listeners. Email me and we can do it together later today. But yeah, so don't do it with randoms. And then Backyard Brawl. It's a Brawl Ball map, pretty sure. So I would recommend Carl, second gadget, second star power, damage and health. Bonnie, first gadget and first star power, damage and health. Penny, first gadget and second star power, damage and shield. So free to play, Carl, Bo, and Penny. It's basically just a no-brainer. And then, yeah, these are the best brawlers because they pair really well together. And Penny is super good on this map. because she can put her super right on the side. If you can put your super on the side of the map, then you're just gonna have immediate, like, I don't know what to call it, map coverment. I don't know. I know there's a good word for it, but I can't place my finger on it. And then, yeah. Like I said, this map is perfect for Penny, and Carl is really good here. And you could, if you wanted to, you could replace Bonnie for a Pam or a Beau, but I really like Bonnie on this map, so I would probably not do that. But if you are not good with Bonnie, you can sub her out for a Pam or a Beau. Yeah, this is where most people lose the challenge, like me. I don't usually make it past this. So, yeah. But there's only another, three set of wins after that. So, this is the Shooting Star Bounty map. So, I would recommend Nani's second gadget and first star power, speed and shield. So, Nani's really good on this map because she just has, so much, like, map control with her attack. I think her attack covers the most area in, like, for all the brawlers. Like, even more than, like, a thrower or something. But yeah, covers so much ground. You can hold enemies back so easily. And I'd also recommend a Tick second gadget and first star power. Just put the Tick right behind that wall, mid lane. And it's just going to be so annoying. Yeah, also, I would also recommend a Piper second gadget and first star power. And, yeah, so I would also recommend shield and speed for Piper because she benefits so much from the shield because she's pretty squishy. So, free to play, I would recommend a Brock, Beau, and Carl. So, yeah. When you use a Nani super, always fall back behind a wall or, like, close to your spawn so they can't kill you easily. And always have that, if you want to have the right star power equipped so you can kill squishy enemies like the Piper or like Brock's or Tick's, so you can just kill them really easily or get them low. I would not target very brawlers that have a lot of health, even though brawlers on Bounty are not very good, that have a ton of health. So Tick and Nani can survive with their shield gadgets, so make sure to use those wisely and keep your distance and focus on not dying. That's just kind of a no-brainer thing that everyone knows. But yeah, good luck, everyone. This is the 15-win challenge guide. I have not won. I'm yet to win a challenge. And maybe if some of you are also not having good luck with challenges, we can team up and maybe win some challenges together. But yeah, what do you have to say about this challenge, Trey?
I was thinking I'm not going to play, but now you said Gale's good in it. I'm going to play it now.
On one map. On one map.
That singular map, I'm playing on it.
Yeah. But you have to play them correctly for me to be good. Yeah, so
I'm playing Gale.
Yeah. All right, that's going to wrap it up for this challenge. Let's get to the announcements. Thank you for listening to the Beginner Brawl Podcast. Make sure to follow or subscribe on whatever platform you like to listen to. Also, make sure to listen to all my episodes if you haven't had a chance to. If you want to take it a step further, you can leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or any other platform you like to listen on. And if you want to take it a step further than that, you can donate. This helps us make the quality of my show so much better. For the first donation I get, I will do a mega episode with a guest and a giveaway at the end. So you can also answer the question on Spotify that I ask each time I do an episode. For example, this time I'll probably ask, which name do you like now after I've narrowed it down to a few less. But yeah, if you want to connect with me, you can friend request me, then email me at beginnerbrawlpodcast@gmail.com what your name is. Have a good day, and thanks for listening. Peace.